We got a football game tonight.
Yes.
I got a pick on the line at some point between now and 7 p.m. I'm leaning Jets to cover the number. Backdoor cover. I'm leaning.
You're not asking the next guest. You're not allowed to do that. It's
sure
yourself.
You. Yes, I can.
Or that guy behind the glass.
Here he is.
Absolutely.
Super Bowl winner, longtime NFLer. Our buddy, our TSN NFL analyst, Jabari Greer. What's up, Jabari?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Well, we're good trying to figure this spread out, man. What do you?
How
what
many
you,
of your buddies, hey, by the way, ask you?
That's insider information right there, buddy. We can't do that, man.
How many of your buddies call you up and ask for advice on Sundays?
Hey, listen, I actually have about three good ones that call that are consistently trying to get me to organize their fantasy football draft.
Okay.
Their lineup, man. It's one thing. I got three consistent friends that do that every Sunday.
Okay, well, let me see how I can phrase this. Can you picture Baltimore winning 32-16 tonight?
I can definitely picture that.
Oh, Jets covering the number. All right. Okay. Would you play Lamar Jackson for 60 minutes tonight?
No, depending on the score. Now, I was actually just at my son's hockey practice, and we were talking about this. We were relating it. We were talking about good teams. A good team beats the team and demolishes the team that they should be, right? And that is the characteristic of a good team. They don't play down to their competition. They make their competition play up to them. And the Baltimore Ravens, they've been that type of team this year. You know, I saw even last week versus the Buffalo Bills, this is probably the best Buffalo Bills team in the last 10 years, the last 15 years, actually, even when I played. And Baltimore, even though they started out slow, they still consistently move the ball down the field. Baltimore doesn't show signs of slowing down one bit this season. I wouldn't be surprised if they put up if they beat the Jets by 18-19 and had Lamar in there just to have a statement, game saying that we are not taking our foot off this pedal.
That scares me a little bit. 18 or 19. Okay. I look at Jackson short week. You know, you can speak to it. I'm sure Harbaugh down there, he knows he's going to clinch the AFC North, but do you get the impression like the Ravens, they're more obsessed with the top seed in the AFC at this point?
I don't know why they wouldn't be. You know, that's the ultimate goal. But they could do so. Those two things, you know, resting their starters and clinching the top seed, those aren't mutually exclusive. Those are things that can work together. I think that... you know, with what they do, you know, they are a running football team. Obviously, the temperature is dropping down, so you want to number the amount of time that you call Lamar Jackson on a run pass action. You want to limit the amount of times that you give it to Mark Ingram, you know, around the stretch. But you don't totally take him out, because doing what they do well, run the football, you have to make sure that they get the reps that they need. They take the hits that they need, and they can move the football down the field that they need, because the type of football that they play, if you rest them for too long, the synchronization, the synchronicity of this team could kind of be affected.
With our TSN NFL analyst, longtime NFLer Jabari Greer, what do you see happening with Odell Beckham Jr. in Cleveland?
Oh, my goodness. This is what we call nasty banana pudding right here, man. This is terrible. You know, you had Odell Beckham that was glad to get out of he was glad to get out of New York. He finally goes to a place in which he thinks he can resurrect his career. He can make a statement, and since it doesn't work, now he's showing all these signs of discomfort. You know, this to me is, you know, I'm always pro player, guys, and you know, and I, sometimes I take flack for it. When Odell signed with Cleveland, y'all would ask me, do you think this is going to work? You know, do you think that Odell can mesh there? And I always believed that a player that loved playing the game could play anywhere. But now we see that a player that gives everything he has and does not win is willing to put the blame on everybody else, is willing to, like, just pack his bags and leave. So I hope that even though Odell has another 3-4 years on his contract, I hope that he understands that trying to get out of there, that the public backlash to his legacy, which is what players really want, especially if you want to be one of the best, of all time, which I'm sure Odell is trying to beat. You know, the hit to your legacy, Odell, you need to be able to go through the bumps and bruises and win where you are right now. So I don't exactly know what his camp is telling him. I'm sure that he wants to win right now because we're in an era in which players have enormous power and they decide, they dictate where they want to go. But I am from the camp, and I'm a big believer that for your legacy, for Hall of Fame consideration, you know, if you're not, if you don't have a championship ring, you need to be able to be successful wherever you're planted. You need to grow where you're planted. And for Odell Beckham to get back to being the player that he was, that everybody believes he could be, that one-handed catch on Monday Night Football, he needs to show that he can win in Cleveland. That is what I believe.
Staying with Cleveland, what kind of damage control do you think Baker Mayfield would have had to do in the trainer's room when he makes those... it is laughable. I think he's just... The comments are crazy, but when you make those comments, does he have to go in there and pull the training staff aside and explain himself, apologize? I mean, just ridiculous comments.
Yeah, he definitely did. You know he did. I mean, obviously, as a former athlete, man, you never... and we were talking about this in the studio. You know, you can call out a player. If Odell wasn't playing up to speed, Nick Chubb, you can call those out. You know why, guys? Because those guys can defend themselves. They go out on the field, can put up points. They can do things that will show you they can defend themselves. The training staff, they cannot defend themselves. How do they defend themselves? By getting somebody healthy. Like, it doesn't happen. They don't have a way to defend themselves, so you keep them out of your mouth. Now, Baker Mayfield is, I think that, you know, we've seen this characteristic from him over the last year and a half. You know, thought of him being confident, right? Before, it was a confident player, a gunslinger, a guy that would say what's on his mind, but now we see when all this shit falls down, when there's a chink in the armor for this organization, that he is willing to throw people under the bus. And believe me, guys, nothing's going to be his fault. We've all played with players like that. Players that are willing to, that have the so-called moniker of being truthful, being open, you know, saying what's on their mind. But in actuality, when it comes to them, they're not willing to take on the responsibility. That's the thing that bothers me about Baker Mayfield.
That's the host of this show. That's what he does.
Yeah. I will sewer everybody else. Yeah.
Never look yourself in the mirror.
Never. Yeah. I'm jumping on one of those little boats on the Titanic if I have to. I'm getting on those.
First guy.
It's the grappler. It's somebody. It's a phone. It's never you.
It's not my problem. Not my fault. Great stuff, Jabari, as always. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Jabari Greer, former NFL analyst here at TSN.